Shep's playing that because he found out. Shep, you had not known my unique talent.
No,
for
sir.
For knowing every TV theme song from pretty much like the early days of television till like the 2000s. I like every TV theme song. See? Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Ross Tucker joins us now. One of my favorites as an NFL analyst, because of the fact that I think he can simplify things and make them easy to understand, and he doesn't try to tell you how smart he is, even though he's an Ivy Leaguer. And he joins us now on the John Kincaid Show. How are you, Ross?
John, I am fantastic, buddy. I am
driving to the lake, right?
Yeah, 3 miles from 95 South, getting ready for Jets-Eagles. I'm in your old stomping grounds.
You're going to be hanging out with the whole gang at WIP today, and so I'm sure that'll be a fun time. And is it a beautiful day up there? Because we're finally having cool weather in Atlanta. We're all excited.
Yeah, it's like 65. It's kind of overcast, but it's fine. I'm just, I've never been on spleen watch before. I was on spleen watch all week.
Now,
and
it's
amazing.
I always heard that the spleen was an unnecessary organ. Is that wrong?
Well, I'm glad you said that, okay? Because there's two things we should discuss, all right?
Yes.
Number one, you're supposed to get mono in college. Sam Darnold was in college for 2.5 years, and the fact that he never got mono at USC just means he didn't have as much fun in college as I did, because I got that right in the middle of my freshman year. And
see, so, I got mono at 16.
Yeah, exactly.
So
there's a bunch of different ways you can get mono, and they're all awesome. All the ways you get mono are all awesome in their different ways. And it just sounds to me like Darnold didn't have enough fun in college, number one. And then number two, you don't need your spleen technically to live. So, I mean, I bet you Ronnie Lott would have just used a pocket knife and cut his spleen out and played. He wouldn't have missed any game. So I think we have to question Sam Darnold in multiple ways. And you know what's funny about this, John?
What's
you
that?
Know, like, at least one of your listeners will think I'm serious.
Yes.
I tweeted something like that.
At least one.
People tweeted back to me, would you have done it? Would you have removed it?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like,
oh, jeez.
No, you moron. I wouldn't have.
Ross, the AFC, is it simple enough to say that nobody is going to win other than New England or Kansas City, and we're just a quarter of the way through the season?
Yes, it is.
One of them will be in the Super Bowl.
I would be very, very surprised, barring a Brady or Mahomes injury, if the AFC Championship game is not the Chiefs and the Patriots. And by the way, I was on the sideline for that game last year. I'm totally okay with that.
That'd be great.
That's who I want in the AFC Championship game. I mean, nobody else is really deserving or worthy. I have a tough time even coming up with someone else who could maybe be in. I mean, Chargers?
Right.
I don't think so.
No. All right, well, then tell me this, then. How many teams will you give me on a list that could potentially, a quarter of the season in, you're believing could end up in Miami? On the NFC side.
So it's two on the AFC. On the NFC, I would say Eagles, Cowboys, Saints. You know, I'm not really feeling any of the NFC North teams, to be honest.
You really aren't. Now, that's explain why. Because I'm sort of not either. And I feel better that you just said that.
Well, the Bears offensively, I just don't think they're going to get there. You know, the Packers, I'm just not sold on them yet with the whole Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur fusion. And the Vikings are a mess right now. I mean, every time a Viking opens his mouth, I want to throw up. I mean, I don't like what Thielen said.
Bad culture.
I don't like what Cousins said. I don't like what Stephon Diggs is doing. I mean, I really don't like any of it. So I'm not really buying the NFC North. Now, the flip side is the NFC West is interesting to me, because we'll see how the Niners look Monday night against the Browns, but The NFC West could factor in too. So I'll say five. I'll say the three I gave you and a couple of NFC West teams. I don't know who those two are yet, though.
Does that mean that coming out of the NFC, you'll be better prepared for a Super Bowl, or does it not matter with the quality of Kansas City and New England?
I don't really buy that. I don't think that has anything to do with it. Like, I don't think the fact that it's a tougher road to get to the NFC Championship game has any bearing on when you actually play New England or Kansas City in the Super Bowl, because even if those teams both coast to the AFC Championship game, they're still playing a darn good opponent in the AFC Championship game. And I also don't really think at this level that there's that much carryover from what happened the week before. I mean, think about the AFC and NFC Championship games last year and the scoring and the points, and you get to the Super Bowl, nobody can even score a touchdown. I just think every game is truly a unique entity unto itself. So much game planning and scheming goes in for that specific opponent that there's just not a lot of carryover.
Do you believe you learn more about a team in the second quarter of the season than you did in the first?
Yeah, I think the closer you get to January, you learn more about the team moving forward. I think especially with how little teams play in the preseason.
Yes.
That, you know, we've seen a lot of years where the Patriots are like 1-2 or 2-2 after four games, and then they still win 12 or 13 games. I think what really matters is that you keep getting better, and especially that you're playing well Thanksgiving and after that. You know, those are the teams that seem to have the best chance to make a playoff run. Do I think how you play in quarter two is more important than quarter one? Yeah, but then the same is true for quarter three versus quarter two and so forth and so on.
All right, now I know that the holidays are coming up because I have all of, this is going to sound crazy, I have all my Christmas shopping done. My Christmas shopping is completely done. Now my wife shops for our daughter. We consolidate ideas, but my wife shops for my daughter, but I'm totally done shopping for my wife, everything. But I know that a great idea is out there and you've got it in your back pocket. That could be one of those sentimental great gifts that could win the holidays for you.
And not only that, I didn't realize it, John, but a lot of people actually get married like in October.
Sure.
So if you have an anniversary coming up,
right,
trust me and go, fellas listening, check out myfrontpagestory.com. You literally talk to a reporter for 5 to 10 minutes.
A real reporter,
about,
by the way.
About your wife, a real reporter for 5 to 10 minutes, and then they write the most unbelievable story about your wife or girlfriend or fiance, and then they send it to you like it's on the front cover of a newspaper. It's framed. It looks beautiful. I've seen a bunch of guys do this. It's tears every time. Their wives or girlfriend, they cry. I got one for my mom. My sister and I got one for my mom. She absolutely bawled. Like, to be able to say to somebody, I had a story written about you, to be honest with you, it sounds even a lot cooler than it really is.
That's awesome.
To be able to have the power of saying I had a story written about you, and then to them visually see the quotes from you about how much they mean you. I mean, it's incredibly powerful. It's the coolest thing I've heard in a while. Myfrontpagestory.com.
By the way, quickly, you and Briggs look like you're having some fun.
Oh, we're having a blast. Home and home?
Yes.
You know what? You know how it is, John. It's so important that you like your co-host. And
chemistry, yes.
Yeah, it's on the radio.com app or radio.com/home. The show's called Home and Home, 8 to 11 a.m. I mean, we got a huge debate this week. He likes his eggs brown.
What?
Like, what is wrong with him? His scrambled eggs, he wants to see some brown. Like, is he the enemy of flavor? Like, I don't understand people that go through life trying to not have flavor. Like, what's the point of living if you want to just cook the flavor totally out of what you're about to eat?
I will see you in person for the Bears game. Olivia and I will be there for the Bears game. So I'll see you at the Bears game coming up in early November. So I'll look forward to seeing you.
I love it. The annual daughter-daddy trip.
And as a 10th grader now, I don't have that many more before she'll be at Temple. So then she can go every game, I guess. So thanks, buddy. Nice. I'll talk to you soon. All right. There you go, buddy. Yeah.